Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We had our first, what causes the most injuries when people are out shoveling or snow blowing their walkways and their driveways?
Yeah, absolutely. So past weekend, we saw quite a bit of snow. And most commonly we see are typically musculoskeletal injuries with shoveling, like straining muscles in your back or the slips and falls that can happen in icy walkways with shoveling. Those are quite common, unfortunately. More concerningly, sometimes we see cardiac issues come to light when shoveling. Specifically, patients may have chest pain, or people may have chest pain when they're shoveling or exerting themselves, lifting heavy loads, and that can be concerning as well. So those are the two kind of main injuries that we're seeing with shoveling.
And for people that are going to be out probably more than once, given the fact that winter is just getting underway in the state, what are some tips, tricks people should be aware of to help cut down on those injuries?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, I think Michiganders are very good at dealing with, all types of weather conditions, oftentimes in the same day, go from sun to snow. So we're very good at layering. So dressing appropriately, keeping warm, and making sure that you have gloves and or mittens on to cover your extremities, the hat for the head. So preparing to be outside, and then warming up just before shoveling. It's just like any type of exercise. You want to warm up your muscles. You're not putting acute strain on very cold muscles. And just being mindful that in colder temperature, when you're exerting yourself, sometimes it puts a lot of strain on muscles, including the heart. So other tips and tricks just to avoid kind of slips and falls, definitely wearing the appropriate footwear. You want to have boots or shoes on that have some grip or traction on the bottoms. Trying to avoid smooth-soled shoes. You can put away those flip-flops, unfortunately. And then certainly, good lifting mechanics when shoveling. So pushing snow is important as opposed to trying to lift and throw snow. And then certainly taking frequent breaks and hydrating, even if you're not thirsty, because you may not feel that you're exerting yourself or losing a lot of fluids when you're shoveling in cold weather or being outside in cold weather. But all that steam and breath that you're seeing, those are water evaporating. So making sure to keep hydrated is important.
And for people that end up experiencing a cardiac event, what kinds of symptoms do they need to be on the lookout for? And when should people be on the lookout for these symptoms?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think certainly a lot of these symptoms tend to present while patients are shoveling or exerting themselves. Things to watch out for are any type of chest discomfort or pain. This is often left-sided or in the center of their chest, can go to their shoulder, either shoulder or back. Any type of worsening shortness of breath or feelings as though they can't catch their breath when they're shoveling or walking any distance, that's quite concerning for a cardiac or a lung issue. And these things can happen both while they're exerting themselves or immediately after their shoveling is completed. So definitely want to pay attention to those symptoms. If those symptoms don't go away, that's another concerning sign that there may be an ongoing cardiac issue, even after you're done shoveling. So definitely seeking care at an emergency department or calling EMS is something they should really strongly consider. If they do go away and they feel back to normal, that's certainly something that can that we worry about, any type of like anginal type chest pain. That's something they need to talk to their doctor about, especially if they have a cardiac history or history of heart problems.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And for people that maybe slip and fall or scoop up a little bit more snow than they should, twist a weird way, maybe they don't feel bad right away, or they think that give it some time, give it some rest, see how they feel. When should people be coming in to see a doctor versus just letting nature and rest take its course?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something, unfortunately, that we're seeing a lot more of these musculoskeletal injuries. This happens sometimes with, you know, if you're not, the first snow of the year is sometimes when you see the most of these, because people are using those muscles they haven't used in a long time. This past week, it was very heavy and wet snow that can also lead to some strains. I would treat it just like exercise. Sometimes you don't feel that you're sore immediately after you're done lifting weights or exercising, but usually the day after, 24 to 48 hours, it's a phenomenon called delayed onset muscle soreness. So you may feel more sore after the next few days. If that soreness persists, or if you're having a lot of pain and it's debilitating pain, feeling like you can't walk, any numbness or tingling in the extremities or legs, those are all concerning signs or symptoms where they should seek care sooner rather than later. And then any lingering discomfort or symptoms like pain or difficulty walking that persist after the 2 or 3 days after shoveling, they should certainly be evaluated for.
And is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to make sure our listeners know, either ahead of the long and cold and snowy winter that I am sure we're in for, something else that you just want to make sure people are aware of?
Yeah, I think you touched on the main things, just being, you know, cold weather, dressing warmly, the slips and falls, and then obviously injuries while shoveling snow. I think just a few more things to maybe mention are the incidence of carbon monoxide poisoning oftentimes goes up in the wintertime as people are using heaters or generators or stoves to heat their space. This is something that you should really be careful about, especially if you're starting to have headaches or waking up nauseous or having any trouble breathing in a confined space. So just be wary of that. Oftentimes in the winter, this is the first time people have fired up their furnaces in quite some time. So if there's an exhaust leak with the furnace, that can cause a carbon monoxide issue. Best way to check for this is obviously a commercial carbon monoxide detector that people can purchase. or having the fire department come out and run a test using their co-oximeter in their space. If there's any signs of carbon monoxide, it'll alarm. The other thing just to touch on perhaps is just car accidents and road injuries. We're seeing more of these as the icy conditions on the roadways kind of are going to persist. And certainly the best way to avoid these is to slow down, increasing your stopping distance, just allowing for a little bit more time to stop, and then making sure that you're clearing all of the snow and ice from the windshield, roof, and lights before driving is super important. Michiganders are like, they're professionals at this, but it's just like riding a bike. Often the first snow of the year, people are getting those training wheels off and they're shaking off the cobwebs about how to drive in snow and ice.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.